Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. According to scientists associated with the United Nations, people living in wealthier countries like the United States should reduce their consumption of animal foods in order for people in poorer countries to have more access to them. Now, I really can't get behind efforts to promote more animal food consumption to any population, and particularly this is a bad idea in these third world and developing countries where the last thing they need is more healthcare costs associated with animal food consumption, but at least the United Nations is acknowledging that demand for meat cannot continue to escalate without risks to, in this case, the environment is basically what motivated the statement. According to a UN Environment Program study, Europeans eat 35% more protein than the World Health Organization recommends, and Americans are consuming currently 58% more protein than needed. And at the same time, people in Asia and other developing countries are increasing their meat and their protein consumption as well. Professor Mark Sutton says that people living in westernized nations should set an example in order to help reduce the world's increasing demand for animal foods. And this is a direct quote. He says, to aim for eating half of the amount of meat we're currently eating is a good starting point. We should aim to be demetarians, eating half of the meat we've typically been eating. Concerned about the recent horse meat scandal in Europe that you might have read about, he went on to say, if we eat less meat less often, we might go for a higher quality product when we do. And this is far from an ideal recommendation, but it actually resembles the one that we make at Wellness Forum. Consume significantly less animal food, make it high quality animal food, better for health, better for animals, better for the environment. And I think the fact that more organizations, particularly one that is visible like the UN, is starting to acknowledge that we just can't continue to infinitely increase the size of livestock farms and that people can fare well while eating less animal food is a step in the right direction. And Sutton, in fact, says, eat meat, but less often, make it special. So, you know, again, somewhat resembling the Wellness Forum's recommendations. And in fact, if everybody in the U.S. would adopt a Wellness Forum-style diet, which allows for a maximum of 2 to 3 servings of organic animal food or wild-caught fish with the elimination, of course, of dairy products, the biggest contributor to global warming would be eliminated since there wouldn't be enough demand to justify operating these factory farms that are contributing to global warming so much. Human health would improve, healthcare costs would be sharply reduced, animal cruelty would disappear. And I think Sutton's right. This is the example we want to set for the rest of the world and one of the better contributions that America could make to other countries, particularly developing countries. So, again, what pleases me about this is it's a public acknowledgement that this escalating demand for animal food does not come without a price to be paid and one that we should consider really seriously. So that's all for now. Have a great day.